Wave has is in the process of doing a community survey. Can you talk a little bit about that survey, what it's hoping to find out from people?
Yeah, with all the funding cuts happening everywhere, we really wanted to make sure that we're focusing in the right areas. So we wanted to check in with the community, make sure that, one, we wanted to find out what Petersburg knew Wave offered, and then also we wanted to make sure that we're going in the right direction. So we asked a couple of specific questions about housing, some different other questions that had come up during community meetings that we had had in the past, some ideas that people brought forth to see, is that realistic to have in Petersburg? So.
The survey is online. Have you had participation yet?
Yeah, we have about 90 completed. We'd love to maybe double that. That'd be fantastic for us. And then we have some paper copies available for people if they don't have access to a computer or just feel comfortable doing things in paper and pen at the office, so people can come by and pick those up, or we can have computers at the office too that people could use to fill out the survey.
Okay. So the survey digs into a little bit about possible housing options for the future that Wave might be talking about, or?
Yeah, definitely long-term goals, but right now we don't have any housing solutions for anyone. And that's been kind of difficult. It's been a struggle for us. There's a lot of people. That's probably one of the main reasons people come in, is they need some place to go.
This is a safe housing for someone in crisis.
Correct, yeah. And that model just didn't work for us realistically. We weren't able to offer it to everyone, and that limited the safety for people. So we decided to move away from that model until we can find a best practice that really works for us. And in the meantime, we're looking at some other options, too, of maybe transitional housing might be a better model for Petersburg. And so that's one of the questions, is figuring out what Petersburg thinks is correct for us.
Because in the past, you have depended on volunteers to offer their homes on a very limited basis, right?
Yeah. So we had, in the past, we had 3 days of housing that we could provide for someone. The downside to that is that in order to maintain that safety for the safe home, people weren't able to go to school. They weren't able to go to work. They were just kind of stuck in that home for 3 days, and that doesn't work for most people.
So. Okay. You mentioned transitional housing. Is Wave looking at possibly purchasing something in the long term? Or?
Well, that's one of the questions, is do people think that we should buy our own facility and operate it? Or another model for transitional housing is scattered homes, where people would find their own place to rent, and then the rent would be subsidized, and then so that could potentially work for some people here.
How does it fit in the whole picture of Petersburg's housing right now? I mean, it's a notoriously difficult place to find housing on a short-term basis, and I don't know if it's getting better or not, but what have you found in your digging into this issue?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Even when people have all the resources available to them, you know, great rental history, money, it's just tough to find housing. I'm hopeful that some people are going to be building rentals in Petersburg. I've seen that that was an issue that came up, and it would be fantastic to have 15 available apartments. A lot of the apartments locally have kind of turned into Airbnbs, and that makes it really difficult for people who are kind of in that transition mode.
What other issues is the survey digging into? You mentioned familiarity with what services are already offered. Have you found that people are pretty aware of what Wave does?
Yeah, just in the results that we've had so far, people seem to be aware that we have a 24-hour crisis line and provide a safe space for people. So I think this is going to be really helpful data to move forward in our advertising and making sure that a lot of more people know about different services that maybe don't come up as often but are needed as well.
And in taking the survey, there's also a number of questions that ask for ranking about importance of what you do. So it looks like you're looking for direction from the community about what should be your top goal or top objectives.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for prevention, for example, is one of those that we're looking to prioritize. And we'd love to do all the things, but unfortunately, there's a limited number of people that are working here, and then also a limited number of resources available, too. So all those programs take a lot of volunteers and a lot of coordination. And if we can maintain our focus and what Petersburg really needs is what we're looking for.
You just recently had your annual meeting for Wave. And there's a couple vacancies on the board of directors you mentioned.
Yes. So we have 2 open board seats right now. So if anyone's interested, it'd be great. They can contact us at the office at 772-9283. And we'd be happy to answer any questions, but they're just a 1-year board term, so it's kind of a nice tester for some folks if they're interested.
How's the financial footing for WAVE these days?
We did have to cut some hours, which was unfortunate, and then also a position, so that was a little rough as well. But we are still maintaining, and hopefully we can maintain the funding that we have and look into funding options if needed, but we'll see what these results say to kind of guide the direction.